Here on Breakfast, we've been discussing over recent weeks and months the rise of fake accounts or bots and how they're used to spread false information on social media. We know this happens in a political context. Facebook and Twitter have both admitted their platforms were used to spread misinformation during the 2016 US presidential election. But this trend is now also affecting global companies, which have to guard against rumours that could hurt their reputation or even their stock price. ABC's technology reporter Ariel Bogle reports.
Harley Davidson, please build those beautiful motorcycles in the USA, please, okay? Don't get cute with us. Don't get cute.
In June, Donald Trump took aim at Harley Davidson after the motorcycle maker announced plans to move the production of some of its motorcycles overseas. But the company quickly faced another unexpected challenge, a tweet featuring a fake quote from its CEO, Matt Levitch, calling the president a moron, was shared thousands of times on Twitter. The spread of misinformation online isn't just affecting politics. Companies are also dealing with the threat of false claims spread by networks of fake accounts on social media.
And what we saw was, within minutes, 35,000 retweets of that tweet. A very, very high percentage, more than 65% of those tweets were bots. And it got to a point where the White House started talking about it. Harley Davidson was smart. They went out there and they just called out exactly what was happening. It enabled the story and the narrative to change to the truth very, very quickly.
Josh Ginsberg is the CEO of Signal Labs, an American media analytics firm that tries to identify networks of fake automated accounts, otherwise known as bots, on social media. They try to alert their clients before a bad story, true or false, is spread widely on sites like Twitter or Facebook, and before it shows up in the media or hurts their stock price.
What we ended up seeing in the beginning of this year was anomalies in our data against our corporate customers, spikes in volume. So we gave it to our data science team, and our data science team came back and said, here's the issue. Most of these mentions are synthetic. They're artificial. They're not real people or humans. Somebody is spinning up these bots or fake accounts, and lots of them all at once, to form a bot network or botnet to impact a company's brand, stock price, reputation. So those same forces and tactics that were being used in the 2016 election, and by the way, are still being used in 2018, we saw that crossover into the corporate space.
But how do you spot a botnet? Professor Axel Bruns, who researches social media at the Queensland University of Technology, says he looks for unusual similarities between social media accounts.
You look for coordinated activity. You look for messages that are being posted out more or less at the same time, in the same fashion, by many different accounts. The pattern by which they've been created is very similar. They might all have been created around the same time or have other profile information that's very similar. Beyond that, too, we've seen a few bot networks where all of the accounts in the network follow each other. So of all the possible connections between, say, 100 accounts, something like 90-95% of these connections have been made. And for any random set of accounts, that's very, very unlikely to happen. That's a very good sign that they're not simply a random collection of users.
After the election of Donald Trump in 2016, the spread of political misinformation on sites like Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube was blamed on foreign countries trying to influence the outcome. But in the corporate space, Signal's Josh Ginsberg said the people creating these botnets have different motivations.
Number one is for financial gain, stock price manipulation. For example, we've seen with some of our customers a false news story that is put out on a blog. A bot network was spun up and amplified that story until it started trending. The mainstream media saw it, and then they wrote articles on it. And then Wall Street saw that article. It caused this company's stock price to drop. Number two is a hit to corporate reputation and corporate brands. So whether it's a rumor or it's a true story, but isn't really catching hold within the mainstream, you'll see bot networks amplify it.
But just how effective are these tactics? Professor Axel Bruns said it can be difficult to measure the real impact of botnets on the average social media user.
Yeah, it's not as straightforward as it might seem, because in the first place, if these accounts are all bots and they're posting something, they may not have any real followers, any actual human users who are following them. So in theory, no one might even see anything that these bots are tweeting, posting on whatever platform. So to some extent, their primary target is not necessarily to be seen by ordinary human users, but to be picked up by the algorithm and to be picked up by others who can further amplify these messages, for instance, journalists.
So if you're a company facing a social media storm, what can you do? Josh Ginsberg says companies need a playbook ready to go. Like Harley Davidson, they may need to come out and publicly deny a false claim before it goes too far. The social media companies also have a role to play in fighting this, as do readers.
Look, I applaud what the companies have done to try and fix this. It's not an easy problem to fix. I mean, the most important thing is to see who's sharing this information. Do you know that person? Do you trust that person? If you look at their accounts, are they constantly sharing information with suspicious type patterns? For example, every hour on the hour, 24 hours a day. Number two, look at what the source is. Have you heard of that source? Do you know that publication? And number three, who's the journalist? If you go through that basic checklist, which sounds relatively simple, but it does take extra time. And in the culture that we've established around how we digest news and take it in, you know, that takes more time than we're used to. So there are some patterns that humans need to change in order to be more vigilant.
That's Josh Ginsberg, the chief executive of Zignal Labs, ending that report by our technology editor, Ariel Bogle.